There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Consumer Reports, has some, insights into what they believe are a lot of these gluten-free products. And according to DailyLocal.com, there was a survey of more than 1,000 Americans by Consumer Reports National Research Center. 63% thought that following a gluten-free diet would improve your physical or mental health. Yet, Dr. Alessio Fasano, director of the Center for Celiac Research at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, says unless you really have celiac disease or a true gluten sensitivity, there's really not a lot of medical reasonings or, evidence to eliminate it. All right. So, we talked about how gluten is a protein in carbohydrates. Get it? So when you take bread or pasta, you're like, I need gluten free. Even though you're like, okay, well, that's carbohydrate. You know, it's not carbohydrate free. You'll still have carbohydrates. It doesn't have the protein gluten in it. Now, a lot of people think if you're gluten-free, it's more nutritious. Not necessarily, no. They say a quarter of the people in the survey thought that gluten-free foods have more vitamins and minerals than other foods. No. Unless it says it's extra fortified. If it says it's enriched with folic acid or iron or fortified, just because something's gluten-free doesn't mean it's healthier. You need to be, trust me, I wanted to jump on the gluten-free bandwagon also because I thought it would be healthier. But remember, a lot of those products out there, they're marketing and yeah, maybe they are gluten-free, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to quote-unquote live longer. I mean, where's the scientific proof? I guess a recent Consumer Reports review of 81 products, according to this site, they looked at a different types of 81 different products free of gluten across 12 categories. Think that there's just a lot of, discrepancies in what would be considered more nutritious. In fact, they even found that some gluten-free products had more sugar and more fat. Now, according to Consumer Reports, they said you may increase your exposure to arsenic. They said half of the gluten-free products that Consumer Reports purchased had rice flour, rice, and another form. In 2012, remember, with the Dr. Oz revelation about of arsenic in our juices, etc. Back in 2012, we found more than 60 rices and packaged foods with rice had levels of arsenic, measurable levels of arsenic. And some of them contained the inorganic arsenic, and the inorganic arsenic is the one that could be a carcinogen. Again, I don't know much about gluten-free. This is some of the information we're getting from Consumer Reports. Not that they are, as scientific as New England Journal of Medicine, for example, in terms of scientific research and that being, published. But, they do bring up a point. Okay, are we substituting something else that could then have levels of arsenic? Something to think about. They also say you may gain weight. A third of Americans think if you go gluten-free, it'll help them slim down. But no evidence that is a true weight loss strategy. However, some of my patients claim that when they went gluten-free, they lost weight, and I believe them. Maybe it's because they are being much more careful with the carbohydrates and the starches and the carbs they're putting in their body. So I believe that maybe a secondary or tertiary gain may be that you may lose weight because you're being a lot more cautious about what you're putting into your body. So I don't mind that. That, I know it's not a weight loss product. We know that gluten-free doesn't make you lose weight, but we are seeing some other sorts of side effects of it that may be interesting. And then, of course, you're going to pay more. Consumer Reports research found that in every category except the ready-to-eat cereal, the gluten-free versions were much more expensive than the regular counterparts, often double the cost. They said brownies made from Duncan Hines regular mix cost 8 cents per serving, but Betty Crocker's gluten-free mix, 28 cents per serving. Why? Well, because there may be more certification and labeling regulations. That money has to be passed on to the consumer. Maybe it's because they have to pay extra to now have more marketing boxes, etc. All right. Now, one concern that some of us doctors have is some of you will say, look, you know, I've been having some bloating. I've been having some blood in the stool. I bet it's because I'm eating gluten. So I'm just going to do that. Well, and, you know, I'll give it a couple months. Okay, if you're having any blood in the stool, if you're having abdominal bloating issues, you still need to get checked out. So it sometimes, you know, frustrates us when people will say, look, you know, I'm gonna, you know, just kind of be gluten-free or whatever and see if that works. And what if you're right? Well, you could have celiac disease. And maybe that does need to be evaluated. You could even do a blood test to see if you have the anti-gliadin antibodies that are associated with celiac disease. You could even do a blood test if you don't want to get a scope. But a lot of times what we do is we do a scope under endoscopy, take a biopsy, and or we do a biopsy while you're undergoing endoscopy, and we'll test you for celiac disease that way. And then, according to a recent study from the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition, they looked at 158 food products labeled gluten-free, and there was gluten in them. Found 5% of these products that were certified gluten-free did not meet the FDA's limit of less than 20 parts per million of gluten. The products were tested before the FDA's rule went into effect last summer. So even though most manufacturers are supposed to test their products, not all of them do, or to the degree that they should. So you're thinking you're getting gluten-free, and you're not. So just, you know, just like with organic, okay, there was a study coming out saying organic doesn't necessarily mean you're getting more nutrition. Maybe it may be healthier because we're avoiding pesticides and maybe antibiotics, et cetera. And I think it's cool. You know, the whole organic fetish is a cool one, but are you really getting more vitamin C, vitamin A? Is it really, really packed with more vitamins? Well, that still still needs to be seen. So that, you know, if you are trying gluten-free and you're finding great effects with it, good for you. I think that's great. If you feel better on it, I love it. But if you're not, make sure you be aware that a lot of it could be marketing. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
I'm a walking in the rain. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful wonderful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We have some breaking news. Apparently, a doctor has been shot. Life-threatening injuries from what we understand right now at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Apparently the suspect is in custody and the gun has been recovered. Boston police have responded to a shooting this morning inside the Brigham and Women's Hospital. They say Boston police tweeted that the suspect is in custody. Gun has been recovered, according to MyFoxBoston.com. The victim is a cardiologist at the hospital, has life-threatening injuries. The shooter was also injured. A lockdown at the hospital was lifted after the suspect was taken into custody. The Boston Globe reported that the hospital was under a code black, which means no additional patients were being accepted. The hospital said in a statement that the shooting occurred in the Carl J. and Ruth Shapiro Center, which is a cardiovascular care and research facility located across the street from the hospital's main entrance. The Boston police are taking the lead in the investigation and saying the situation is under control. According to the witnesses, the scene was pretty chaotic. The hospital had made an announcement, told visitors to evacuate. Another witness told the Globe that the hospital made an announcement that there was a life-threatening emergency. Individuals should go into a room and lock the doors. Boy, Massachusetts State Police said they were assisting Boston police, for there are road closures in the area, et cetera. We have no idea right now what the motive was, what happened, why. It's pretty scary stuff. You know, when you go into a hospital, you know, you try to, you know, figure out what the codes are, right? You know, like code red, code red. I always mix code red up with fire, or code red meaning a code, right? And so, you know, when I was in training, it was, okay, there's a code. So you go, and there was a code, and you just knew it was a code. We didn't need a color for it. A code brown means somebody pooped all over themselves. Code yellow means there's urine, you know, on the ground. So a lot of you guys are like, okay, you know, what's that? But you know, you aren't expecting to hear that you need to go and find a location and lock yourselves up in a room. I mean, that's some pretty scary stuff. Doctors getting shot, unfortunately, a very too familiar thing, as one of the doctors I trained with had been shot and killed by a patient. Two other doctors I know, survived their gunshot wounds, here where I live in Las Vegas. Pretty scary stuff. We look at, you know, who puts their lives on the lines out there, we all do. You know, whether you're, you know, in the, you know, postal service or a nurse or a teacher, et cetera, I think we've seen too many instances where any of us have to be prepared to protect people around us and realize that we may be at risk for getting shot at any time. And it's, I just wish we would be able to have more security and more, you know, means in order to protect ourselves. Okay? I wish, you know, we all could learn how to, you know, disarm somebody or, you know, shoot a shooter down. But that unfortunately opens up a whole new political discussion of, you know, guns and gun control, etc. I just believe that the bad guys, you know, will, whether it's a knife, whether it's a truck, car, whether it's a gun, if a bad guy wants to get you, they're going to get you. And I think we need to be able to protect ourselves by any means possible. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, let's move on. Nuts. You know, many of us live very vicariously through what our doctor prescribes us and says, you're going to be taking this pill, this pill, this pill, and a medication that a lot of us doctors love are the statin medications to help lower cholesterol. Well, experts say that if you eat nuts, it may actually be better for you. All right, nuts, olive oil, apples can lower the LDL even better than a statin medication. I really would like to see more studies on this, because what I've seen these statin medications do, like Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, Simvastatin, Lovastatin, brand name versus generic name, I've seen amazing, amazing things with them. But they say people at low risk of heart disease are getting the illusion of protection from statins when they may be better off just eating more nuts and olive oil. This is coming from three leading doctors. Patients should be told a healthy diet can be given similar benefits to taking cholesterol-lowering drugs. In an editorial, the doctors argue that the blanket prescribing of statins could increase the harm from side effects while providing little benefit to patients newly eligible for them. Okay, now let me just stop everybody right there. All right, doctors do not put people at low risk on statins, not that I see or I practice, okay? But if somebody's at high risk, they are getting a statin medication. So I can't tell you how many of my patients have a cholesterol of maybe 215, maybe an LDL of 140, and they want to do diet and exercise instead, and I agree with them, and I tell them to eat the olive oil, nuts, the more Mediterranean diet. So we are not putting everybody willy-nilly on the statin medications. But you have a father that had a heart attack and a brother that had a heart attack, and you smoke and you have diabetes. You have high blood pressure, and on top of that, we see some cholesterol. Yeah, you're getting the cholesterol medication. You see? That's how it works. All right. But apparently, according to these doctors, they think too many people are putting everybody on statins. Now, can I also add that wasn't it a few years ago where they were discussing, I forget what country was thinking about giving cholesterol medication at the fast food joints. I mean, wasn't there a discussion that everybody should be on these cholesterol-lowering medications to help prevent dementia, stroke, heart disease, no matter what, and the lower the bad cholesterol, the better? You know, so for those doctors that have been browbeaten into prescribing these medications more and more because there was an underprescribing of them, all right, cut them some slack. Tell them what you want them to do. But I think if you're low risk, diet and exercise is one of the best things for it. I would rather you be on as little medication as possible to do the trick. If you can't lower your LDL, we have to do the medication. But if you can, great. So, handful of nuts, 4 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil a day. Nuts like almonds, hazelnuts, pecans, pine nuts, pistachios, walnuts contain such high levels of good fat that that could lower the harmful fats in the bloodstream. Editorial authors are cardiologist Dr. Asim Malhotra and Dr. Andrew Apps with Simon Capewell, professor of clinical epidemiology and vice president of the Facility of Public Health. So, every healthy man over 60 and every healthy woman over 65 right now, according to recommendations in Europe, are offered to take these medications to cut the cholesterol. In America, we don't do it that way. All right. We look at your risk factors. We look at your tolerability. We look at your liver enzymes. We look at how compliant you're going to be. You know, I had a patient yesterday that came in probably about 70 pounds overweight, and blood pressure was high, etc. And so he didn't want me to put him on blood pressure medication until he lost the weight. And I was honest with him. You know, I've been personally trying to lose 30 pounds for the last 4 years. Okay. You know, if it's going to take him, even at best case scenario, a year and a half to lose those 70 pounds, I still, as a doctor, have to protect him from his high blood pressure. And so I said, look, you got to be on a blood pressure medication. True. Once you lose the weight, I promise I'll take you off if your blood pressure still stands. Because some blood pressure will rise whether it's your cholesterol or not, or whether it's your weight or not. But I need to give you something, you know, because, I mean, if it, let's say, takes you 3 months to just lose 5 pounds, then we got a problem here. Your blood pressure is too high. So, some people also will take the medication so they could eat poorly. You know, I've had people say, look, give me the insulin so that I could then eat sweets if I have diabetes, and then I'll just titrate my insulin to what I need. Okay, well, yeah, that's nice, and yeah, that's, you know, pretty sly and sneaky, but that's not the healthiest way to do things. All right, so try to eat healthier, exercise, etc. In fact, you know, there was a study that also came out about salt and how, you know, maybe cutting salt, you know, may not work for everybody. Apparently, there was a study saying that if you consume excess amount of salt, it may not be linked to heart problems at all. You got to be very, very careful with that study. I think certain salt consumption hurts certain people, and for other people, it doesn't matter. Now, right now, dietary guidelines are saying we got to cut our salt down to less than 2,300 milligrams of sodium. And some people should be under 1.5 grams or 1,500 milligrams, like if you're over 51, if you're older, if you're African-American. But this new study is finding no link between salt intake and dying early or cardiovascular disease. Emory researchers looked at sodium intake, and they found that they looked at 2,600 people between 71 and 80. Apparently, these people filled out questionnaires. A third took 2.3 grams. Some took 1.5, and another group took between 1.5 and 2.3 grams. No change between heart failure, death, etc. So then the question is was the study not good enough? Or is it that the salt intake hurts you when you're younger? Is that more of an issue? Or some people just have other causes to their heart disease that are independent of their salt intake. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DLC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson, and it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. The State of the Union is going to be aired tonight, and, you know, many people are, I guess, they have their own idea of, or their own hopes of what they hope to hear. Okay, I think there's a lot of excitement on, if, you know, Obama's going to say, oh, I'm going to work with Congress, or, oh, I'm not going to work with Congress. What's he going to do with Obamacare? Is he going to go up there and he's going to say, look, you know, I made a mistake. We're going to fix it all. Don't have any of those high hopes, okay? You know, I think what I'm expecting is this to be very, very similar to other speeches where he's going to talk about what he did, okay, and, you know, how proud he is, all right? So he's going to talk about, you know, the millions of Americans he says has affordable health care and access, whether you believe the number or not. That's what he's going to say. He is going to probably talk about race relations. He's going to probably talk about, you know, terrorism and how, you know, America will not give in to terrorists and, you know, how we will, you know, provide a strong front and be a force to be reckoned with and all sorts of stuff. You know, I mean, you know, he's going to, this is, you know, a signature address. This is something highly televised, etc. So it's going to be, you know, elaborate and eloquent, etc. So, but don't think that we are going to really learn much about policy and have a lot of our hopes hopefully granted or even dashed by what he's going to say today. All right. He may promise he's going to work with Congress, or what he may do is say, I look forward to working with the new Congress, but these are things that I'm going to stand firm on X, Y, and Z. And so I mean, part of me doesn't even want to watch. I watch because I'm in the media, but you know, I feel like, you know, part of it is going to be a waste of time. And, you know, the other part is going to be what I think we already know. And so I'm kind of frustrated because I think there's a lot of things we need to do. And, you know, we talked about earlier in the show how frustrating it is that we're going to be seeing our taxes increase, how we don't seem to have control over a lot of what's going on around us. And it's scary. You know, another very, very scary thing is, you know, how we are, addressing our, how we are addressing the issues of our military and intelligence, et cetera. You know, here we are, memorializing a hero, Chris Kyle, who had, supported our military, saved, you know, hundreds, if not, you know, how many lives with his work, which he did not want to do, but he did because that was his job and he needed to save lives, American lives. And, he was a hero and he gave his life for his country. And, we're dealing with, you know, people in Hollywood and certain factions that, want to degrade that. You know, we're worried about, or we're concerned about ISIS and home terrorism, etc. Yet there's concern that we cannot take the information out without sitting people down to tea and asking them to politely give us information. So, I'd love to see what Obama says about that. But, again, it doesn't really matter. The face of politics is much different than what politics truly is. And so we're going to be given a face today. And I don't really want to see another face. I just want to see stuff done. I want to know we're safe, you know? Oh, looking at this hostage situation where we have two Japanese being held by ISIS, being threatened to be killed or beheaded if they don't get $200 million in cash, you know? Japan PM does vow to save the hostages. I don't know if they're going to give $200 million. I don't know where they go from here with that. But I mean, this is a continual threat. Okay, what are we doing? How are we displaying to the other countries that you don't mess with us? You do not muck M-U-C-K with any of us. And we're not relaying that. You know what we are relaying through the news agencies and the media, et cetera, is, okay, we got to make sure we please everybody. We need to make sure we're doing everything really, really nice. We need to make sure we're not alienating any groups of people, et cetera. And, I mean, you got a job to do. You need to do it. You know, I wonder when that's going to extend even more in the hospital. You know, when you have, I was an ER doc for about a year. And when people come into the hospital and you are starting to get overwhelmed with the numbers of people coming in, you need to triage. and you need to choose who is going to be save-worthy, who you're going to need to hover around, and who you're going to, okay, you know, you're just going to hope that whatever you're doing is enough while you are working on the more more highly acute person. And you are going to strategize, and you're going to profile, not racially profile, not gender profile, but you are going to profile, all right? You're going to try to save a kid over an adult? Are you going to try to save somebody whose gunshot wound is in one part of the body versus the other? So when you triage in a trauma center, that's what you do. It has nothing to do with any, you know, race or creed or whatever. But you get concerned that are they going to then, while you're in a life or death situation, start to politicize that, going, no, you know, you just went after the kids. What about this person here? You know, you helped save a white kid, but you did not help an Asian adult. It's frustrating because, you know, when you're a doctor, you do what you have to do. You're going to jump in, and yes, some biases may come into play, some instincts may come into play. You know, I could really save this person. If I'm going to save this person, I'm going to jump on this person. I don't know if, you know, they connected with me, I don't know, whatever, but I got an instinct to feel. Now, luckily, I personally never had to make that decision. I didn't have to let somebody go to save somebody else. We had 14 heart attacks come in. 14. On February 14th, I believe that was 1999. 14 heart attacks that came in the morning on February 14th. All right, and we saved all of them. I took 7. The other doctor took 7. We got them all. So I'm very lucky. And I don't know what I would do in that life or death situation. But, you know, there's some things that have to be done urgently. And hopefully we don't hurt on people. Hopefully we don't trample on their constitutional rights or their civil liberties, etc. But there has to be some sort of agreement on how to, you know, protect others when multiple more lives are at stake and we have somebody that has the information and won't help us save those lives or is a part of killing those people. There's got to be some way to do this that, I don't know, I don't want to use the word happy medium because that's not the word I'm looking for, but, you know, and we have to convey to everybody else that we will get the information we need and we will figure out what's going to happen and we're going to stop it. So don't you even dare. Don't you even dare. What do we do with bullies, right? What do we teach our kids to do with bullies, all right? Do we teach our kids with bullies to run and hide? No, some of us do. Do we teach our kids with bullies to run and tattle on them? You know, get the teacher into play, which we've learned never works because then they come around another way. They just bypass the teacher and get us. Or do we teach our kids that you meet that bully head on and there may be a sacrifice, but you let them know that you were the wrong person to mess with and then they decide not to mess with you? That seems to be the best way to deal with the bully. And we're being bullied right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. No new information yet on this doctor that's been shot at Brigham and Women's Hospital. We don't believe anybody else has been injured. We'll keep you posted as we get more breaking news on that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account. You need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so there's a new online test which is supposed to assess the chance of developing Alzheimer's. And according to experts, they want anybody over the age of 50 to take this test. It's a 20-minute cognitive function test. It asks questions about lifestyle, diet, and can help calculate your risk of being diagnosed with Alzheimer's. It has about 37 questions, interactive memory tests, etc., and they think that this test will help encourage us to change risk factors in our lifestyle and provide vital information about the disease. It was developed by Professor David Smith from Oxford University, who is one of the leading figures in Alzheimer's research, and it's designed for people between 50 and 70. He told the Daily Express, not only does the test give people positive prevention steps to reduce the risk in long term, but also there's an annual checkup so people can track how diet and lifestyle changes are changing the impact of their cognitive function. So he hopes that hundreds of thousands of people will take this test. Okay, apparently it's on the Food for Brains website. Apparently it was launched after a successful pilot in which 200,000 people took part. One in four people aged over 50 are predicted to develop Alzheimer's at some stage in their life. Obviously, right now, there's no cures. All we're doing right now is recommending exercise, stimulating activity, eating vegetables, getting essential vitamins, etc. So here's some of the questions. Okay, we're not going to take the whole test because we don't have time. But for example, how many sugar-based snacks or drinks do you eat each day? Chocolate bars, cakes, sweets, soda pop, fruit juices, etc. Is it A, none or rarely, B, one to two a day or less, or C, two to three a day? All right, I will probably have a little chocolate. I will probably have some fruit juice. Easily, I'm C. Okay, well, the higher you are up there, the more risk. How many times a week do you eat fish of any kind? Three plus times a week, one to two times a week, or none? Some of you guys are none. All right, I probably eat fish maybe once a week, if that. You know, that's not good. Do you smoke cigarettes, and if so, how many? Well, A, that would be none. Okay, so that's good for me. B, one to five cigarettes a day, or C, more than five a day. So you guys are taking this going, huh, okay, looks like if I only smoke one to five a day, that's not that bad. No, it's still bad, but it's just not as bad as more than five a day. How many coffees do you have a day? I don't drink coffee, so I'm good. One to four a day, or five plus a day. A double espresso counts as two. So that's interesting how coffee, caffeine, may put you at risk. Do you take fish oil supplements on most days, two to four times a week, or none? How often do you read, study, attend classes, play games, do a crossword, Sudoku, whatever? Several times a week, several times a month, a couple times a year. All right, so I can already see that I do pretty good. Okay, I'm sure they ask about exercise, etc. So I'm good with the exercise. I'm good with non-smoking. I'm good with not having coffee, but I am not good with not eating the fish and probably taking in too much sugar. See? So then hopefully that'll change what we do, etc. All right, so they want everyone over 50 to start taking positive prevention steps. Being active is extremely important. You know, they even say that if you exercise, it still doesn't touch what a sedentary job could do. So we got to get people out of sedentary jobs. Now, what do you do if that was your job all these years? You know, now with computers, there's like, you know, I mean, even in an office setting. I remember my mom was always worried about Secretary Butt because she was a secretary in the 60s and 70s. So she said a lot of us got Secretary Butt, where the butt, you know, had a certain formation, a certain shape. I don't really know much about fat distribution and sitting, and I want to look that up. But I do know that sitting for extended periods or an 8-hour job would be, unfortunately, not conducive to weight. However, back in the 60s and 70s, you got up a lot, okay? You know, you had to go to the copy machine when copy machines were starting to be more active in the 60s. You had to go into the boss's office to do shorthand and take down his dictation. Then run back, type it up, then bring it back, have him sign it, then run to the coffee room, then run and get this, then go to the mail drop, and so you moved a lot. Now with things with email, your boss could basically just email you what he wants or email you the verbal audio stuff. You know, you may just never have to leave your desk. And a lot of us with computers are just sitting and sitting and sitting. And that's not cool. Not cool at all. So, you know, even with me, you know, carrying some of the patient's charge, those are heavy. You know, I'm lifting some weights. But now with computer, no, I just type into the computer and that's it. So, again, you got to get more fish. Should you eat at least one serving of fish a day? Absolutely. I would say at least one serving of fish a day is going to be protecting you. And again, it can't just always be tuna fish because you got to be careful of the mayonnaise. You got to get some salmon, got to get some halibut, maybe some orange roughy, maybe some cod. Onu, is it? What's the stuff? I can't think of it. Grouper? That seems like it's, I think I like that texture. But you got to get something, okay? And you got to get something in you. Can't be eating red meat. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Long working hours are leading to heavy drinking. According to a new study, individuals who work long hours are more prone to heavy drinking. They looked at data of 330,000 people in 14 different countries. The study showed that people who work for long hours were 11% more likely to engage in heavy drinking, which means 2 million people. Now, the parameters of research used were over 14 drinks a week, so that's over 2 a day for women and over 3 a week for men. Although we here in America look at it differently, more than 1 drink a day for a woman could already be considered heavy drinking. Marianne Vertanen of the Finnish Institute of Occupational Health in Helsinki and one of the authors of the study said, although the risks were not very high, these findings suggest that some people might be prone to coping with excess work hours by habits that are unhealthy. In this case, they're using alcohol above the recommended limits. Now, you know, I talk to my patients that drink, all right, and I find out why they drink. Probably the number one reason why my patients drink is they use it instead of a Valium, instead of a Dube, instead of a sleeping pill. If they drink alcohol, they could sleep. Well, that's what people have been using alcohol for a long time. All right, so alcohol helping people sleep and relax is probably one of the biggest reasons I see in my practice people going to that. So you have a high stressful job, you don't think you're going to sleep, you don't think you're going to be able to wind down, you want to escape a little bit, you feel good when you get a buzz of alcohol. That's one reason. Another reason people do it is they want to, you know, maybe feel better. They're in pain, they're depressed, they want to escape. And alcohol, to them, allows them an escape, okay? What about taste? I doubt it. I mean, you know, rum and Coke. I think a Coca-Cola tastes better than a rum and Coke. So I don't think it would be taste. However, some people drink because that's what keeps their weight down. Doesn't make sense because alcohol is a lot of empty calories, and alcohol causes, to me, weight gain. Could even cause diabetes. But some people, when they start to get hungry, they'll go and reach for a glass of wine. They'll sip on a glass of wine, and that'll make them less hungry. See, not for me. I'm really worried about Super Bowl because the Super Bowl, if I have any margaritas or anything, I start getting the munchies and I want to eat something. So, to me, no. I feel like if I'm having a margarita, I'm going to need chips and salsa. And to me, I eat more. So I stay away from alcohol because I don't want to gain extra weight. But that's, you know, so for those of you that do notice that you are heading home and hitting the bottle, okay, you need to find out why and what is it. Is it that you don't like your job? Is it that you can't sleep? Is it that you can't relax? You're trying to do that instead of, you know, pharmaceuticals. You know, I'll have patients that go, look, I don't take Xanax. I don't take Ambien. I don't take pain pills. Okay, but I like my wine. Well, what's better? What's safer? You know, I don't want people on prescription pills either. But if they're substituting alcohol for that, you know, which is healthier? All right. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about this. Very, very interesting. I'm a little nervous about this. Apparently, they're talking about designer babies. They think they will be able to cure genetic diseases by giving babies desirable traits. I'm a little nervous about that, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Little white church, take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.